After Hurricane Ivan hit the U.S. Gulf Coast last week, a portion broke off and circled round, and now Ivan is back. It's sending thunderstorms to Louisiana again as a tropical storm and expected to make landfall in Galveston, Texas. In Alabama, where the worst of Ivan struck the first time, power is back on for most inland towns and cities, but that doesn't mean that life is back to normal. In much of impoverished rural Alabama, days without power left people running low on food. Melanie Peoples has more from Uniontown, Alabama.
Uniontown, in west central Alabama, is the kind of place most people only see as they're passing through. This week, the vehicles that usually blow past cotton fields and catfish ponds are bringing civilization back to rural Alabama. Mid-morning in the parking lot across from Uniontown City Hall, a line of cars is once again picking up ice and water from Emergency Management Agency worker Randy Taylor.
How you doing? All right. How much ice and water you need?
About 2 pounds of ice and 2 cases of water.
Okay. It's not the precious commodity it was a day or so ago, now that most everyone finally has electricity. Today, people like Lisa Robinson, a single mother of three, are hanging around, hoping for something else.
Yeah, I heard there was a meat truck supposed to be coming with meat on it. I'm not sure.
Rumor in a small town spreads quickly, and in no time at all, a new line of cars stretches around the block waiting to see if it's true. While no one likes to see food spoil in a freezer, it's a particular disaster in the rural South. People here tend to have deep freezers filled with enough food to last through hard times. Poor people here remember stories about the Great Depression. It breaks their hearts to think about what they've lost.
Meat!
Lena Maytab is a home health care worker with 5 kids.
Ooh, Lord, I have everything. Chicken, steaks, neck bone, chilling, fish, pieces, a lot of stuff.
She's not alone.
I don't know, what am I going to do?
Willie Lee Norfleet is never without a full freezer.
I always put up enough stuff to last one. My green peas and okra and stuff I had in there.
It's all gone. All the summer vegetables that were already harvested are now lost to the hurricane. And all the extra pieces of meat they'd been squirreling away here and there. Poor country people don't go to the grocery store every day. They open their freezers, and now there's nothing there. It turns out there is a meat truck arriving today. FEMA has sent 7,000 MREs, military meals ready to eat, from McAllen, Texas. It won't help for the winter, but it's one meal right now residents don't have to worry about paying for. Again, Randy Turner.
10 maximum per car. That's all we can do, y'all.
While everyone feels fortunate no one lost their lives, getting food is a real problem that's only going to intensify. Philip White is the mayor of Uniontown.
I don't think folks understand the magnitude of what has happened, because now when they go out to replace the food, they have to replace everything. It's not like going to the grocery store buying a few items that you used up last month. I got to go in now and replace all my meat supply that I've been stocking up throughout the year. People have lost all of that, so that's the problem.
Plus, White says, while the power was out, residents spent what little money they did have going to restaurants that had power. Now there's no money to pay bills, and even if there was extra money, the town's only real grocery store is closed. Hurricane Ivan blew its roof off. It's expected to reopen in 2 weeks, but it remains to be seen how many of Uniontown's residents will have the money to go there. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.